Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Passing the Mamdani numbers, what does AOC's future have in store? Can Chuck Schumer hold on? All this and a great deal more analysis on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So we're now at that point in the show where I come across a Florida Man headline and I'm like, oh, what? Before I do that one, let me just put this right here for you, Kane. Let me just set that right here. This came from our Florida woman, Amber, who finds the weirdest stuff to send. God love her.
Oh.
A Florida man accused of using a cane to beat another driver in a road rage incident. His cane. So he's an elderly individual. You know how Kane feels about the oldies.
Not fair.
Florida man accused of beating another driver with his cane. 69-year-old. He got mad because a driver cut him off. So he armed himself with a cane and decided to go to beat downtown. With his cane. I mean, you don't even need anything else at this point. According to the charging affidavit, Thomas Wolf is charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon because the cane can be used as a deadly weapon. But he said the other driver cut him off. So why would you get out? Just stop getting out of your car and doing stuff. Stop fighting other people. I mean, yes, no one else can drive but you. I get it. I feel that way every time I get behind my steering wheel. I'm like, oh my gosh, nobody can drive in Texas. Oh my gosh. I get it. But that doesn't mean that you should get out and beat someone with your cane. You're going to get charged. Also, you could end up like this guy. There's just literally no way to do this.
Wait, you're choosing this one?
Yeah, I am, because it's
over
ridiculous.
Over all the other ones that are in there?
No, I know, but this one is insane, and I feel like...
That's true. So
here's the thing. I feel like when people from Florida send me these stories, if I don't read them, then they send me worse ones. They just keep amping it up. So just let me... a Florida man... with a thermos inserted in his body, was caught sneaking it into Polk County Jail. This is from Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd. Man tried to smuggle a thermos into the jail in his prison wallet. Walter Freimier. That man is 51. Judd said a deputy likely saved his life and arrested him. And when he arrested him, because he had to take him to the hospital where a specialist had to remove the thermos. He said that the ordeal began with a complaint about a man naked at the park. And the guy said, well, I'm not naked. You know, I got socks on. Well, no, that's not, sir. That's not true. What he said was the sheriff in his, when talking to the press about it, he said, yeah, he put it up the exit ramp. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And then gave a knowing look. That's how reporters described it. Oh, my gosh. I don't have any words. Okay, there you go. Don't send me any bad ones, guys. Don't send me any horrible ones, because then it's a horrible thing. Let's see. A Florida man strapped a deputy's stolen ATV to his car roof. That's impressive, actually. Yeah, that's like, you know what? That's some hillbilly expertise right there. As we move, our partners that will bring you the program, it's Kel-Tec, the KS7 Gen 2 shotgun. With Kel-Tec, this is one of the many shotguns that they have over at Kel-Tec, and the KS7 is built for compact spaces and maneuverability. It's a good idea for home defense or outback or anywhere in between. And the design with the KS7, there's some upgrades. You have 5-slot Picatinny-style accessory rails. You can add grips, lights, whatever. Keep it flush. It's a smoother pump action for faster, cleaner cycling. Ultra-lightweight at just under 7 pounds unloaded. Compact bullpup design. 7+1 capacity. And you can get the Defender package, and there's a bunch of stuff that comes with that, including a Vortex. You got extended butt pad, all kinds of stuff. MSRP is only $639, so it's completely affordable and accessible. It's from Kel-Tec, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com, made in Florida. Kel-Tecweapons.com, it's the KS7 Gen 2. Tell them Dana sent you.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
This was super interesting, and especially to see that everything can lead to something else, like how cooking led you to be, you know, the founder, the president of a business, and even like your activities in high school, middle school, like led to this moment.
Adeline, what are you looking to do with the rest of your life? You have a sense of that?
No, not really, but I'm exploring a lot of interests right now, and I enjoy music and languages, so I think maybe something in that area.
Brett, somebody that's interested in languages and music, you think there's any hope for them?
Oh my gosh. I mean, in our world today, everybody speaks different languages, and they work with people that speak different languages, they have different cultures. That's great.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
There, Democrats are trying to really drive that point. And that gets into the whole Zach Bryan stuff and all of that. That guy is just a sentient turd. He's really trying to backpedal with a lot of this stuff. So if you were unaware, he decided to make a video. He wrote a song and he was slamming Immigrations and Custom Enforcement in his song. It's a very anti-ICE song. Zach, I don't know. I can't tell you. What is Zach Bryan saying? I don't like pop country because it's soulless. So I don't listen to it. I like good music and I'll listen to any type of music, but it has to be good. So Kane, do you know what songs Zach Bryan sings?
I don't.
Hank wouldn't have done it that way. I'm just saying.
No, you're right about that.
Although Cephas, he wouldn't have done it that way.
He's also trying to backpedal a little bit from the original stuff.
Steve, do you know anything that Zach Bryan has sung?
Yeah, he's more folky than country, I guess. He's sort of like a singer, guitar, songwriter thing.
Oh my gosh, so he's like a Joni Mitchell, but with balls. Oh, gross. Or that's questionable. Ew. Meh. I don't like his face. Anyway, so he came out with, he pulled a Dixie Chicks. Wait, they're not even called that anymore, are they? Are they called Dixie Chicks? Oh, that's right. They're just called, oh, I can't say it. The Chicks, I think, right? So, Zach Bryan, he decides to Dixie Chick Bud Light his career with this song that he has. Now, yes, he did do the song Try That in a Small Town. Okay, so I just read that. I don't know. That's whatever. So, or wait, that was Jason Aldean that did that, right? I don't even know pop country. But the thing is that this guy decided he didn't just write a song where he was being critical of ICE or something. He wrote this whole thing where he's like, the red, white, and blue is fading and ICE is going to come and bust down your door and all this stuff. And the lyrics, I mean, let me just, here's the lyrics from this Shakespearean lyricist, Kane. Quote, I heard the cops came. Cocky mother blankers, ain't they? ICE gonna bust down your door. Try to build a house. No one builds no more. But I got a telephone, croons Zach Bryan. Kids are all scared and all alone. These are really bad. I just got shaken baby syndrome from reading that. Gives me mental scoliosis, Kane. It's horrible.
I did reach out to his camp this morning.
Well, they're never going to come on the
I
show.
I referenced this Yahoo article that came out a couple hours ago, and now he's saying he's wanting to clarify the misconstrued lyrics in that song. So we wanted to give him an opportunity to do it.
Yeah, and let me guess, they just jumped at the chance, didn't they?
I haven't heard back yet.
So now he's like all upset because he's got a lot of backlash to his song. Who could have seen that coming? I mean, when you troll and you're surprised that there's a response to the trolling. I don't understand some of these people. So the, I'm not going to play it, but I don't know what he's saying. The fading of the red, white, and blue. And someone said he's backpedaling faster than a Russian circus bear. And I feel like that's a great description. So he put something up on his Instagram story where he said he's, you know, so tough. He's like, please blink and read this. And it's a song about how much I love this country and everybody in it. And so it's like, I'm not going to read this whole thing. It's just so long. He goes, I wrote this song months ago. I posted this song 3 months ago as a snippet. This shows you how divisive a narrative can be when shoved down our throats through social media. This song is about how much can I love this country and everyone in it and everything. And when you hear, Kane, the rest of the song, you will understand the full context that hits on both sides of the aisle. Everyone now is using this as a weapon, proving how devastatingly divided we are. Well, hold up, Slick. We're literally quoting your words. There's no spinning of it. There's no trying to link and log up a narrative. We're just quoting your words, Slick. You had the balls to put it in a song, and now you're going to go cower? Well, that's not what I meant. No, what did you mean by calling ICE mother blinkers? Like, how else can that be interpreted? I'm waiting, oh great Shakespeare of our time. Please reveal to the great unwashed masses the genius behind your lyricism. Because clearly, we're too stupid to get it. Please, oh great Zach Bryan, please explain this to us. And then he goes, well, I served this country. I don't care. That's great that you did. I don't know anything about him. That doesn't give you a pass to be a jackass. End of. And then he goes, I wasn't speaking as a politician. I don't care. You said what you said, dude. You can sit here and write however many graphs and dance all you want to. Oh, and then now he's the victim. Here's this graph. Quote, the last few months of my life, I have been scrutinized by more people than I ever thought possible. Write a song about it. I feel like I've tried my hardest in so many ways, he writes. Oh, my gosh. And then he's like, this is so cheesy. Been falling off a cliff while trying to grow wings at the same time. Oh, poor Zach Bryan.
From Southern Georgia? Where's he from?
He's from all over.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, nobody believes that. Nobody believes that. Nobody believes that. I mean, yeah. And he's apparently not a nice dude. There's all these people are coming out with stories. But just to stick to this, he wrote this. He wrote this song. He wrote the lyrics. Then he added music to it. Then he recorded it. Then he made a video of him performing it. And then he posted it online. And he's like, now he goes, oh, no, that's not what I said. Please, dear sweet summer child, what did you mean? ICE gonna bust down your door? Cocky mother blinkers? The fading of the red, white, and blue? Kane, shall we deep dive grad level style on this? I mean, what else is there to be assumed? Oh, my gosh. He's just a coward. He's a chicken. Is what he is.
Thank you.
Welcome. That's a good chicken, by the way. Long John Silver's. What? So it's his apology was one of those. I'm sorry you're offended. You just wrote. It's the problem is that he wrote this, and I don't care if somebody wants to have ignorant, uneducated views, but have the balls to back them when you get called out on it, right? Like it's like him saying no. The sun revolves around the earth. And then when people go, wait a minute, dude, that's not even correct. I didn't say that. Oh, my gosh, I'm the victim. Oh, I'm falling off a cliff and I ain't time to grow wings. I mean, that's his response right now. Just go, yeah, I said it. What? That's all you got to do. What's good? He's just a coward, just an absolute coward. And, oh, don't forget, didn't he, let me pull this up. He also went after people for insulting the transgenders, Kane. He was all upset. He didn't like people insulting them transgenders. And he then the same thing happened. He says something ignorant, and then he tries to walk it back, because as soon as the fire gets a little hot, he can't handle it. So I don't care if people I'm never going to listen to his music. So it's never going to personally offend me, because I don't like to, you know, if I'm going to hurt my brain cells, I'm going to do it with liquor. I'm not going to do it with crappy pop country. You know what I'm saying? So he's just got a history of being a jackwagon. And I mean, I just think he's a coward. And I don't know. I'm not a fan. Lorraine said he did a cover of Tracy Chapman's Fast Car, and oh my gosh, he got lots of praise because he didn't change the lyrics about that said check out girl when talking about the singer. Oh my gosh. So stupid. That's such the bar is so low, man. It's so low. All Family Pharmacy is a family-owned business dedicated to helping you get the medications that you need when you need them the most. With over 200 essential medications, including antibiotics, antivirals, ivermectin, emergency kits, and so much more, they have you covered for everything from daily prescriptions to even biohacking support. Right now, they've lowered prices on ivermectin and minbendazole by up to 25%, starting at just $2 a capsule. Plus, save an extra 10% using code DANA10. Each order includes a doctor's prescription, so there's no hassle or middleman. And as flu season approaches, now's the time to stock your medicine cabinet with essentials like Tamiflu, antibiotics, and vitamins to help keep you and your family healthy. And beyond basics, All Family Pharmacy offers biohacking products like NAD+, Methylene Blue, all kinds of stuff to boost energy, focus, immunity, the whole nine yards. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and use code DANA10 to save 10% today. Don't wait. Be ready for flu season with All Family Pharmacy. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and use code DANA10.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I don't believe this story. So it's a story that says America has become one of the world's least welcoming countries for tourists. And it's the Telegraph, which is a left-leaning sewer. Yeah. And they said it's Donald Trump's anti-tourism measures. Well, what do you mean anti-tourism measures? Because illegal immigration isn't the same thing as tourism. I mean, do we really have to have a discussion over this? Oh, my gosh. Let's see here. Apparently, your brains have evolved to socialize, but they max out at 150 friends. Mine max out over anything that I can count on. Like I have, everybody has like circles, layers of circles, right? You have like one, your main circle, and then outside, and then outside, and outside. And I think that's fine and important to have. So, but they said that the size of your social networks is limited even in the age of social media, and that brains absolutely max out at 150. That makes sense, right? I think that makes sense. Let's see here. Oh, Tropical Storm Jerry could form. And it could hit the Leeward Islands late this week. Why Jerry? Like, what a name, Jerry. Jerry. That's just, I don't know why I find that so funny. So be careful. A man was arrested for trying to pull over cars with flashing blue lights. Pierce County deputies pulled this. They got this guy. This was in Washington. They arrested a man for impersonation of a police officer. He was driving around using the blue lights. And the deputy saw him, like, he got in trouble once, and he was warned he could be arrested for impersonation. And then hours later, the same deputy saw this guy, you know, the same driver using the blue lights. And he was immediately arrested. So he got warned. He got warned. You know, you can't say he wasn't warned. Let's see. The rainbow crosswalk in Miami was torn out by the Florida Department of Transportation. Is this the crosswalk where they tried to go after the kids riding the scooters because they said that the kids had...
No, I think this is a different crosswalk. This one was actually built with bricks, colored bricks.
Okay, okay.
And they're tearing that up.
So they, the Florida Department DOT, they decided that they were demolishing or repainting a rainbow crosswalk. They were going to stop, the state said they're going to stop making crosswalks into political statements. It's supposed to be about pedestrian safety. And State Senator Carlos Smith bravely fought back. He tried to grab some sidewalk chalk and fill the colors back in. Yeah, I mean, it legit is about, supposed to be about safety. Now remember that you can burn an American flag, but they arrested, so it was Spokane, Washington. They had electric scooters and they left skid marks on a pride mural, and they were arrested in Spokane, Washington. You could burn a flag, but you can't drive a scooter over a pride mural. It's just asinine. Absolutely asinine. So it was very ugly. I saw the bricks. It was a very ugly crosswalk. And I, if it doesn't look like a crosswalk, then wouldn't that be confusing for people who don't know if they can cross there or not? I mean, it just seems like a fair question to ask. We got a lot more on the way. Stick with us. This is a wild video.
So, and the question is, what do you say to the 40% of voters who voted for Trump?
Oh, I'm happy to say that. It's the do you need them to win part that I don't understand. I'm happy to answer the question as you have it written, and I'll answer it.
And we've also asked the other candidates, do you think you need any of those 40% of California voters to win? And you're saying, no, you don't.
No, I'm saying I'm going to try to win every vote I can. And what I'm saying to you is that...
Well, to those voters. Okay, so you...
I don't want to keep doing this. I'm going to call it. Okay. Thank you.
You're not going to do the interview with us?
Nope, not like this. I'm not. Not with 7 follow-ups to every single question you ask.
Every other candidate has answered
I don't care.
Follow-ups.
I don't care. I want to have a pleasant, positive conversation in which you ask me about every issue on this list. And if every question you're going to make up a follow-up question, then we're never going to get there.
Ms.
And
Porter,
we're just going to circle around.
I am an investigative
reporter.
I've
never had to do this before, ever.
You've never had to have a conversation with
to end an interview.
Okay, but every other candidate has done this.
I'm running for governor because I'm a leader. So I am going to make...
So you're not
going to
answer questions from reporters? Okay, why don't we go through... I will continue to ask follow-up questions because that's my job as a journalist, but I will go through and ask these, and if you don't want to answer, you don't want to answer. So nearly every legislative...
I don't want to have an unhappy experience with you, and I don't want this all on camera.
I don't want to have an unhappy experience with you either. I would love to continue to ask these questions so that we can show our viewers what every candidate feels about every one of these issues that they care about. And redistricting is a massive issue. We're going to do an entire story just...
It looks kind of bad. It looks bad. Now, she's, if you know, she's running for governor in California. This Katie Porter lady. And that's who that's who's in this video, is Katie Porter, talking to this reporter who is just trying to get her to answer a question. And Katie Porter has no interest in answering this question. She has no interest in talking about it. And I think it was a pretty legitimate question. It wasn't like a gotcha, you know, it wasn't like a gotcha kind of thing. It was a very legitimate question, I thought, that she asked. But apparently, Katie Porter doesn't think so. She tried storming out of this CBS interview, and she said, I don't want all of this on camera. Well, you should have probably thought that before. Did you know? Now, hold up. I'm going to pull this story up. I don't know if you guys heard this story before. So this is a New York Post piece, because it kind of shows that she sort of has a hot temper. She apparently was very abusive towards her husband, her ex-husband. She would throw things at him all the time. She poured scalding hot mashed potatoes on his head during a fight. He filed for divorce from her. This was in 2013. He requested a restraining order. She apparently was so nuts. He requested a restraining order. And she wouldn't allow him to have a cell phone. She would claw her arm. She does seem nuts. I got to be honest with you. She seems like she is just crazy. Right? You know the type. She seems nuts. She apparently was taking issues with how he was making mashed potatoes for dinner at one point, and she screamed at him, "Can't you read the blanking instructions?" And then she raised a, quote, ceramic bowl of hot potatoes and dumped it on my head, burning my scalp. They went to court. I mean, if you have a restraining order on you, you're like a temporary prohibited possessor. So that's very interesting. She, though, in her first congressional campaign, she portrayed herself as a victim of domestic violence. I think she's talking about her husband, not her, maybe. Wow. She seems like, you know, only in California can you abuse your husband and pour hot food on his head, scalding his scalp, and still be like in the running to be governor. Well, maybe in New York too. She seems to have anger issues. She acted like a psycho. She told the interviewer she didn't need Trump voters. And then when the reporter asked her, okay, well, what do you mean you don't need? She then started contradicting herself. I was reading the transcript just in case, you know, I thought I heard something incorrect. And the reporter was saying, what do you say to the 40% of voters who supported Trump? And she was like, oh, well, I don't need them to win. And then she's asked, well, you said that you don't need them to win. And she was like, no, I'm saying that I'm going to try to win every vote. That's what I'm saying to you. And the reporter's like, you know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of Kane, that interview where that girl was interviewing that musician, Sookie. Oh, yeah. And she was like, what do you mean? I'm a musician. Like, she thought she was saying magician. A magician. Oh, my gosh. Girl, I don't think that's ghetto.
I do magic or something.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even. So she just seemed completely. She seemed to completely, Kane. How do you say nuts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you say it.
That's how you say it. She's in the running. She's like in the lead to be the next governor. She's the leading Democrat to replace Gavin Newsom as governor of California. Ugh. That's all they got. They don't have anybody else out there, all the nuts, and that's the one they pick.
Yeah, lateral move there.
I mean, is it lateral? Well, yeah, I mean, they're all bad. I don't want to sit here and try to like weigh it down. She's bad. Lorraine notes that she fired a staffer who she said gave her COVID. Oh my gosh. Oh, is it as bad as Cut 11? Probably not. Let's go ahead. Where's it? Yeah, play Cut 11. So this is a flashback video of Katie Porter. Same woman. Listen.
You know, this allegation of groomer and pedophile, it is alleging that a person is criminal somehow and engaged in criminal acts merely because of their identity, their sexual orientation, their gender identity.
So pedophilia is just an identity?
So wanting to prey upon children as a sex pervert, an adult sex pervert, that's just an identity. I thought that was a criminal action. Wow. Wow. So she hates kids, clearly. Wow. That's who's the lead Democrat for governor in California. What are you doing, California? What do you do in New York? Oh, my gosh. This is crazy. And she apparently, like all of the staffers that worked for her, hate her. Yeah, one of them, she went off on a staffer because this, she says the staffer gave her COVID. And she had them fired. And she was just apparently horrible to everyone. And then if you criticize her, you're a sexist or a bigot somehow. I don't even understand how that works because she's in, like a heavyset white woman. So I don't get that. But yeah, that's how do we say it? Nuts? That's nuts. Kane, that's nuts.
It is.
So, yeah. Really wild. That's the lead Democrat in California. So, yeah, great for them. She has a short temper. Her and Jay Jones would be a pair, would it not? So you have her defending pedophilia and attacking her, you know, her ex-husband, and Jay Jones threatening to shoot everyone and kill their kids. What a pair. But this is, you see what I'm saying? This is where the left is going. This is how they are now. It's wild, but this is how they are. This is what it's their new identity, for the lack of a better way to put it. This party.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the very beginning, they mean everything to you. And that means you do anything for them, especially if they're at risk. So when it comes to type 1 diabetes, screen it like you mean it. Even if just one person in your family has type 1, you're up to 15 times more likely to get it too. So screen it like you mean it. Because one blood test could help you spot type 1 long before you need insulin. Talk to your doctor about how to screen for type 1 diabetes. Because the more you know, the more you can do. So don't wait. Visit screenfortype1.com to learn more. Again, that's screenfortype1.com.